there's a lot of people that look down on addicts. And it's not the kid, I think, that the people look down on. It's the addict. These kids are not the kids that they knew. These kids are stealing. These kids are breaking into places, taking money from grandparents, taking money from family. They're beautiful kids. They're good kids. They're sick kids. And there's a big epidemic around here of sick kids. And there's too many people just walking by saying, look at that. That's not what these kids need.
I don't even know when, but there came a point when I didn't hide that my son was an addict. People can't hurt you when you don't have that elephant in the closet. When I look you in the eye and I say, yeah, my son's an addict, they don't know what to say, you know. In the process, some of them start learning, you know. Tyler didn't choose to be an addict, no more than Mary Jane over here chose to have diabetes or this one over here chose to have cancer. Tyler didn't choose to be an addict. It's a disease. He needs to step up to the plate and treat his disease. But when you kick him when he's down, and then the neighbor kicks him, and the teacher kicks him, and the police kick him, and the principal kicks him, by the time he's all done being kicked, he is so far down into that ground, he has all he could do to take that first step up. So you might think, oh, well, you know, I'm just one person. You're not one person. You know, you're part of a community. Nobody could think any less of Tyler than Tyler thought of himself.
When somebody said something about an addict, the first thing I'd say is, I have an addict, and I love him. I love him very much. And then that's when people are like, well, what do you mean? You haven't, yeah, he's an addict. He's a recovering addict, but he's still an addict. He'll be an addict the rest of his life. And it shocks them that you can say you love your addict. And a lot of people don't get it, that it is a sickness. And to the parents out there that are going through it or have gone through it, the only thing from my experience is don't give up. Don't ever give up on your child, because no matter what he looks like now or what he's acting like now, you know who your child is. Don't give up. Don't stop begging. Just be there for them.
The last stumbling blocks he had, we'd had a pretty intense family meeting. And I said, you know, I think it's about time you forgive yourself for what you put your father and I through. I said, because we forgave you a long time ago. And he broke. He broke down crying. And after that, that kid could look in a mirror. He could look in the mirror. The last step was forgiving himself.